What's going on, guys? Welcome to week 10 of Roleplay Swan Song. I'm JP McDaniel, joined by the rest of the cast. Steven, you fucked the intro up, man. You had to go and die.
Yep. That's what happened.
Mean.
Is that mean?
I'm
week?
Sorry.
Is that has it only been a week? Is it
salt
too soon?
Too soon.
Salt in
we,
the
I joked with you 10 seconds after you died on Roleplay R&D. I think a week is all
and
right.
You remember how salty I was, Jim.
You didn't even acknowledge it. I was dead to you for the next 2 minutes, I'm pretty sure.
Oldest 2 minutes of his life.
Exactly. True. Exactly.
Truth.
Let's find out what everyone's up to before we jump into the show. Jeff, you're in a different area. You just arrived from your limo after now selling to Amazon. Or Twitch, or whoever the fuck bought. I guess both.
Twitch is on. Emma Twitch. Twitch is on, yeah.
Twitch is on. There you go. So where are you at right now? What are you up to?
I'm on the annual family vacation. We're in Oregon right now. Up with Anna's family, but now my family. I paid for that right, I suppose. I think that's how it works. So we're in Oregon right now. I've just been keeping busy with the gym, Warhammer, and I'm playing The Last of Us. I'm probably the last person to play The Last of Us.
Not quite.
Steven will also be the last.
You're playing the PS4, right? PS4 version?
Yeah.
You're getting the better version then. So you waited for a good reason that none of us knew was going to happen.
I'm really enjoying it. It's a great game. Every time I start to get to a point where I'm like, it's kind of linear and the story's cool, I guess. But then they give you a new weapon that you get to bash into someone's head. I'm like, all right. So I'm having a good time with that. I actually saw The Hobbit.
Ooh.
Which, you know.
What's your takeaway?
It's really not that good, to be honest with you. The fighting and war, as expected, is incredible. The scale of it is amazing. It's just giant armies fighting.
Is there a lot of it?
There's a lot of fighting, so that's good. It's not
Isn't it just 2 hours of fighting?
Standard. Yeah, it's just about 2 hours, 2:15 or something like that. But just everything else, I don't know if they got tired of being, or I don't know if it got, too... I don't know. It's just the story itself and the way they interact between each other is just so fucking terrible.
Yeah.
It used to be charming, but then it'd be mixed with pretty damn good emotion. I think Elijah Wood did a good job being completely terrified the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's his name does a great job being Bilbo Baggins. They're really good, but everyone else is just fucking ridiculous. So still see it. The battles are amazing, and of course everyone's gonna see it no matter what. It's like a better Transformers. Everyone had to go see Transformers, even though everyone before it was this is terrible.
That's a rough review. It's a better Transformers.
Yeah,
it's pretty true, I think.
Yep.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
It really is. And would it be safe if I say something that's kind of spoiler, is it spoiling something even though the book's been out for 30 years?
30?
It came out in 1980-something, I think.
Yeah.
I think it came out...
Wasn't it?
No, it came out much earlier.
1940, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it came out a lot.
Look at these two fucking nerd hipsters. Jeff, you got it. Shut the fuck up, Adam.
The statute of limitations is
Let me say this. It's a pseudo-spoiler, but the Eagles are a crutch throughout all of these movies. It gets to a point where they're there's an army coming. We can't possibly take it on. It's going to be too much. And we're all tension. And then the fucking Eagles just kind of, we are the Eagles. And then they kill everybody. They rake through the entire army and kill everything.
Man, wow. I don't even have to go see it now.
Eagles,
fuck,
man.
It's
the same with
it.
Gandalf. Gandalf's I can't possibly get out of this place.
I mean, you know what? It was, they already were giving us so
Hotel
much
California
information.
On his magic flute.
Isn't it called the Battle of the Five Armies?
Yeah. It should be called the Battle of Four Armies while the fifth one gets destroyed by fucking Eagles,
Well, but it's not. But it's not.
There you go.
I know. That would have been a more true thing. So anyways, I'll be interested to hear what people think about that because, again, I was really, really excited for this. The previews are incredible. It's still kind of well done. You know, it is. It's really well done. It's a gorgeous movie. We saw it in Atmos, which is the highest sound technology available in a movie viewing experience.
Did you go to the D-Box?
Yeah, we did everything. We
fucking
maxed out,
D-Box is best, man. I love the D-Box.
I don't know what that is, but we just maxed out on everything. We had the highest resolution, the highest sound quality. We sat in living room chairs and ordered food. It was insane. And then the movie just... nothing. Blue balls there. So doing that, and I'll be back home January 2nd. This is kind of the cool-down period for esports. I'm not playing StarCraft, even though Anna's like, Are you tense, Jeff? I'm like, yeah, I'm a little bit tense. I have no StarCraft, so I'm just kind of filling my time with Warhammer, which is fantastic and I love it, but then there's the other 20 hours in the day that I'm not playing StarCraft, so I'm jonesing a little bit. But I will take pictures of Hawaiian barbecue every chance I get and then just put it on the internet.
Nice. Nice.
Loving it.
Yeah. Are you excited for the con season to start at the end of January this fucking year? Like, what the fuck?
Is it PAX South actually January?
Yes, like PAX South is January 23rd, and then PAX East is in March. Beginning of March.
Silly.
It's beginning of March.
Silly.
It's going to get to a point in time where there's going to be a PAX pre-South, and then a PAX pre- you know, East, and perhaps PAX Pre-West and PAX Central, and then there's just going to be no weekends actually anymore. It'll get
52 weeks of PAX.
Yeah, they're just going to call PAX, they're going to call PAX Priest from now on, and you're going to have East, International, South, I don't know what T is, Transylvania PAX or something.
Time as we know it will become PAX. Like, oh, it's quarter past PAX 4, and
exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Coming up on number 5, that should be a great one.
Well, let's find out what Wheat's up to. We talked to you last night, what happened this very day as it pertains to moving? Anything new?
Wheat is strangely quiet.
Sorry. Yeah, I was having some audio issues over here. Is it my turn?
Yes, I was asking what's happened in the past 25 or 24 hours as it pertains to moving today.
What's happened today? Actually, we finished up some Christmas shopping today.
Oh.
And my wife and
I Skyped you for your fucking Christmas list.
Oh, sorry. I didn't see that. I was away from my computer all the time. Anyway, my wife and I went and bought our Christmas gifts for each other, which is we both upgraded our iPads to the most recent version, which is nice.
Nice.
So yeah, that's all that's happened. Other than that, just preparing for the family to flock in one final Christmas at Casa de Graham, Casa de Wheat, and then we're off.
Does that mean that now Mini Wheat gets two iPads in the hand-me-downs? Are you going to give them both?
No. Well, it is going to go to someone, but I don't want to say just because for some crazy reason.
It might be the biggest Swansong fan. Yeah, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just in case.
Gotcha.
It's me, isn't it?
But Mini Wheat will get a hand-me-down, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, it's just, no, Jeff, sorry. It's not.
Okay.
Ouch. No. It doesn't work like that at Twitch, Jeff. You just joined, all right? It's your first week.
You got an iPad for joining Twitch.
Actually. Shit, yeah, man.
I was going to say. Signing bonus iPad.
Yeah.
Damn it. Damn it. Anyway. Wheat, anything else? No, we're doing 8-Bits on Sunday, so this is not the final show. We talked about that last night. I guess we're just done with you, Wheat.
Yeah, you're stretching it now, JP.
Yeah, we're just stretching.
I'm ready to fucking play some Swansong.
We're just filming. Steven.
Killing it.
Anything happened in the past 24 hours after?
I showed a bunch of my coworkers the pictures of me from Made RPG where I was like, and everybody thought that was hilarious.
Nice.
So that's about all I did. A
long shower and crying.
Yeah. I'm so ashamed.
Should I restart my webcam or something? I guess?
No, you're good. It unfroze by itself.
Yeah, the chat's just okay. Sorry, go ahead.
That you were just frozen in an awesome pose, and so I wasn't. Yeah, you're
looking. That's what everyone's saying.
That was amazing.
Yeah,
there'll be a lot of that, I'm guessing.
Probably. So I haven't really, I haven't done anything else.
Great, worst ready intro ever, Adam. What's going on?
By the way, Eternal Crusade just followed me on Twitter. You son of a bitch! You gotta, you know.
Damn.
What? He's the level designer, not the social media.
Well, what the hell were they doing?
He knows a person who knows a person.
I'm gonna go talk to Katie and be like, Katie, you need to follow these people: Reese Robbins, Tabletop.
I'll accept a Hive Tyrant as you know payment for how late.
Okay.
Well, you know he doesn't work for Games Workshop, right?
We'll put one in the game.
You have to go to a store and buy one for you, and then send.
Jeff gets an ego, man. He gets signed by Amazon.
Jeff is accepted. He finds that exchange acceptable.
Yeah.
Adam, what's going on?
Yep. I don't know. I've been working on a bunch of stuff I can't talk about. So, hooray.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Seriously?
Good intro.
You just stole Steven's. That's everything Steven does. What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
He stole my beard.
You got a job? There's a new game coming out or something?
Yeah, I've been working on that for a while, but we haven't officially announced it. So
Dark Horus-y? That'd be amazing. that idea, by the way, you can have that free, Steven. That's the next game you're going to make.
Dark Heresy. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Dark Heresy, the board game.
I will propose this to Games Workshop, and they will be really excited about it.
Make it rain with that shit.
Yeah.
Games Workshop just prints money for you.
Yeah. Amazon supports Dark Horsey. You heard it there. There or presented by Amazon. That's what Dark Horsey presented by.
Jeff's face on the front.
Yeah, it'll just be Jeff's face. That's it.
Shouting really loud.
We had these Amazon higher-ups talking to us about the acquisition, and I formulated the question in my head, but then I never had the balls to ask, but I was like, yo, can I be first in line for those drones for Amazon Prime? And I thought it'd be pretty funny, but...
They probably get that like a billion... They probably heard it like a billion times. Wheat's probably thinking in his head, he's like, yeah, I was... doing the same fucking thing.
That coincided right around the time when Amazon was kind of like telling the FAA that they were going to do whatever they want. There was like some pretty, some back and forth. Like, I'm sure maybe the timing of it, but
with all this stuff that's going on with like Sony and the cyber attacks and like Uber and Amazon telling the government to fuck off, we're like this close to cyberpunk dystopia. Like, this fucking close.
Well, Google is already,
corporate and private security forces. We're just like a day away. Sony's going to declare war on North Korea, and that'll be it.
What we need is some corporate ICE to protect the corporations from data thievery.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah,
counter-hacking.
Yeah, yeah. And then we could, we've got a couple street samurai here amongst us. A Decker, totally. We could do this.
And I'm great with computers, so I can just, I'll be the techie guy.
You would definitely a street samurai.
Jeff would be the hacker savant who doesn't really hack anything. He just goes up and like, tries to use a computer and it just breaks it anyway.
I speak Japanese, so when our Japanese overlords take over, because it's still 1985.
Jeff would be so angry the first time he's like defending this black ice and his body gets hit with a fucking magic missile like in the real world and his flesh just dissolves and he's stuck in a computer.
What do you mean I don't get a save? It just hits? Is that what that is?
What the shit?
There you go.
Can't imagine why we would be talking about this.
I don't know. Anyways, I think that's it for the intro. I think. Oh yeah, last week Victor died. That's all I remember.
Yeah,
Victor did indeed die. You've hooked up with some French people. Yet another in a long line of only semi-threatening NPCs got shot in the face.
So, I mean, he was going to pay me. I didn't want to kill him. I just had to before Jeff was going to do it.
I'm taking bets now on how long this guy who's on your ship alone lasts. He's only had like nice things to say so far, but we'll see. I give him the act at least. So at the end of the last one, you guys were leaving Elahaba after your frantic escape from the hotel/hospital/prison/whatever, the big building. And you had for a while that Agent Meyer dude with you, but he's toast now. His body is moldering somewhere on the planet. There was a little escape scene with a truck, which seems to be your modus operandi. And then you guys got back to the Swan Song, reunited with your computer friend. And there were some French mercenary dudes there who held off the bad guys so you could escape.
Did they board the plane with us? Or the plane?
A couple of them are on board the Swan Song. Primarily, like, the only guy you've talked to, the dude who, like, took his helmet or his visor off, the African-looking dude with the French accent.
Yeah.
He's on the ship, and there's, like, one or two other guys with you.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So you leave the, like, orbit of the planet, and, we're all like in the. You're all in the like mess hall, like the main area with the table and everything. Back on the ship, you've gone to your room to check all your stuff, and everyone's all met up in that room again. And it's you and the mercenary guys. Like basically everyone on the ship is here. The dude that you were talking to before, he's taking his helmet off completely. Actually, they all have. Yeah, he says to you and you, like, as you're coming back into the room, he says, so I'm sure you have many questions. I'm here to answer as much as I can, but I have to warn you, I don't know everything. I am acting under orders.
I guess that would be a good place to start, then. Whose orders?
He says, you are, you've met my commanding officer, Oded Rainier. His name sounds familiar to you?
The cybernetic lady that helped repair a ship?
Yes, she was posing as a technician at the time. Yes, she was the one who gave the order for us to come here. Though, as I understand it, we've been monitoring the ship for some time.
If she's not who she said she was, then who exactly is she?
That question is somewhat more complicated than you might think, Mr. Sigarian. We, and he gestures to the mercenaries that are on board, are members of a military unit called the Order of Annunciation. We're part of the Cabralese military, though unofficially. We don't exist on paper. It's our mandate to find and guard artificial intelligence in the sector, something that, as you might imagine, gets us into some trouble, yourselves as well.
What do you do when you find it?
It depends. We monitor primarily, keep it safe from people like the man who took you captive, try to nurture its growth, guide it.
Do you know why they took us captive exactly? I was promised a bunch of money by them, and well, I'd like that, but I don't think I'm going to get it.
He says, he turns to look at you, Higgs, and kind of looks like apologetic, and is like, anything that man promised you was a lie. He works for an organization that has not been relevant in this place for some time, several hundred years, in fact. You may not even know it to see them.
I believe it's the Order of Speech Impediment.
he says they go by many names, most commonly the Perimeter Agency. Anyone who has a like culture spacer or like a history skill or whatever, on hearing that, if you want to make a roll, you're welcome to.
I don't think any of us have the roll for it.
I'm criminal.
You can make a more difficult culture criminal roll if you want to.
Sure.
We'll say difficulty 9.
I'm not changing scenes because we haven't introduced the new character yet. So you'll just have to go by what we roll or by what Jeff says.
I believe it's just a straight 2d6, okay. I think I have a 0 in it, unfortunately.
Yep.
Right. Jeff rolled a 7.
Got a 7. Okay. All right. So the name maybe sounds vaguely familiar, but it also just sounds kind of like any number of corporate or government agencies that you've heard of before.
Okay.
So, so he says, I am sorry, Higgs. You will not be receiving that money he promised you.
I just kind of like put my head down and...
I guess I just kind of
say that. Are you still like... You've been drinking for like hours. Either are you still drunk or are you starting to sober up now?
I mean, I'm kind of always drunk, if I can be.
Yeah. Okay.
That's just normal state.
It's just the normal... Yeah.
So you're like just like drinking one of those like juice boxes of booze you took out of the like mess cabinet or something?
Yeah, in the mess cabinet there's just like a Higgs supply cabinet and that's where it's all at.
Like Capri Sun, but bourbon?
Yeah, I like my little sippy cups. That's where they're all in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate all the bowl licking that's going on around here, but what the fuck do you want to do with us?
Did you say ball licking?
Well, I don't know what the fuck is going on between you two. These nice questions. It's nice questions, Mr. Sakarian. What the fuck?
What the little panini is trying to ask, I believe, is what is next?
He laughs. He says, the intelligence you have on your ship, you know it as Pi, I believe. We call it l'enfant. It means the child. It's very underdeveloped. It's in a fragile state, but we are not here to take them from you, nor to modify them at all. God has a plan for you, for l'enfant, for the ship, and while we are their shepherds, we're not here to interfere. We merely wanted to make sure that no harm came to the intelligence at the hands of this Meyer, and now that that's done, We would like to leave someone behind. We understand your crew is missing a member. And so Stephen Prosper, he turns and looks at you. He looks at one of the other agents that's on the ship, one of the other officers. Do you want to describe your character for us, Stephen?
Yeah, so I'm... let me see. Let me look at my stats. I'm tall and lithe. I'm fairly well-built, but not exceptionally. You know, I look like a fairly open guy, like an open face. I don't wear glasses. I have short cropped dark hair that I keep, like, you know, combed back with pomade. And I'm wearing, like, tight-fitting, you know, like, I guess, do we have a uniform?
Well, you're in like, an operative's, like, you're just in black, like, military equipment.
Yeah. And I've got woven body armor on. I have a long rifle over my back. It's an energy weapon. And that's about it. I've got, like, you know, a belt with a couple pouches that contain, like, a survival kit, a set of binoculars, and a grapnel launcher. And, you know, I look kind of trim and professional, and that's about it.
What's your rank in the order?
Oh, God. Let's see. Googling French.
You can just give me one in English.
Ranks. Ranks in the French army. See ranks in the whatever.
You like, I mean, a lieutenant or like?
Yeah, I guess I'd be a. Yeah, I think I'm a lieutenant.
Okay. All right. So. Yeah, so the guy introduces. He actually realized he hasn't introduced himself. First of all, so he introduces himself that he's his name is Commander Provost. You can call him Jean-Jacques if you prefer, but this is Prosper Trudeau, lieutenant in his unit. And I would like to leave Prosper here with you on the ship. I assure you not to monitor you or affect your path in any way, but to protect you and to shepherd the AI. Safely. We understand, as I said, God has a plan for you, and we are not here to get in the way. Your business is your own, but we think
I just look at Mr. Higgins.
Prosper will be able to join your crew and assist you.
What's my, what's this guy's name?
With Commander Provost.
When Commander Provost says that, I look at Prosper, and I'm just like, is that Trudeau?
Well, which part are you confused about?
Your last name, is it really Trudeau?
I see. That's very clever.
I don't think you're going to fit around in here, mister.
You do not need to worry about me.
It's one of my rare laughs.
You do not need to worry about me. I'm a very unassuming man. I think that I could provide you some skills which might be of use to you.
Such as?
I am a crack shot with a long rifle. I have heard that, Monsieur Sakarian, you are very good at up-close-quarters combat, but from the descriptions that we had of your crew, it seemed like you were missing someone from a more long-range angle. In addition, I would love to accompany you to speak with L'Enfant. I believe that I can help you get more out of L'Enfant than you are currently getting.
I look at Commander Provost, and I'm just like, look, I already can't understand this son of a bitch over here, and I'm pointing up behind it. How the fuck you want me to do that? Do you have... I'm just kind of like, just upset. Visibly upset.
Mr. Sakarian.
I'm just very calm.
I go over to Panini for Piani.
Who the fuck is going to pay for Victor's part of the swan song?
This is a great question. I look to Captain or Commander Provost, I guess, and I say, you know, we appreciate the aid, but we also really need resources. Our last mission was one of quite importance for us to get paid. We are a mercenary group of sorts. So if there's any way in the way of resources that you can help us, we'd much appreciate that.
He says, I've spoken with Trudeau. He's willing to take on whatever debt is required to be a part of your crew, and will fulfill the duties as required by him. We've been allocated some resources to give you on your way. The ship is in sore shape, and we can take you as far as Taxila and help you pay for repairs, but we do have pressing business in other systems and cannot stay long.
Commander, I look at Mr. Higgins and say, that's a pretty good deal, sir.
Sir, it's all right. And then I look back over at Commander. You say that this is a mission from God or that God's plan. How much money is God worth?
He looks sort of perplexed. is this a philosophical question?
Well, I mean, I guess it depends. Which God we talking about? Jesus? We talking? You know, there's so many religions out there. I guess which one is in your favor?
He says to you, there are many gods, Mr. Higgins. But right. Ours is the true God, as he is your God as well. I am no theologian. If you wish to speak more of this matter, you're welcome to come to Cabral.
It's not a philosophical discussion, sir. What I'm asking is, monetarily, how much money is your God worth?
God is priceless, sir.
Well, I'd like to say it's worth the cost of the swan song, and that if you want us to, you know, escort God's plan, that perhaps maybe you should help us bankroll this thing.
I click the side
of the wall and just like the thing falls down.
Yeah, a panel falls off.
Yeah, it's like we could do some repairs around here.
He says, well, Mr. Higgins, as it is said, God helps those who help themselves.
Does he help a lot?
he helps some. We have
I put this plate in front of you and this is the offering, what would you be offering?
He says, we have about 50,000 credits that we can give you now, but this is not something that we are comfortable doing on any regular occasion. We understand you've run into some trouble and wish to get you back on your feet, but this does not work quite that way.
I think that's quite generous.
I'm okay. Yeah. How about the computer?
He looks to you, and he's about to speak, and then so there were three people there. There's Trudeau, there's him, and then there was a woman. She seems like pretty young, like maybe like early 20s, she has like short hair, and she's got a like one of her eyes is like cybernetic. He goes to speak and then looks at her, and then she takes kind of a half step forward and says to you, Piani. She's like, what of it?
Do we have to do anything to keep the thing safe, or?
She shakes her head. No, what we did before should be fine, for this phase at least. We will contact you again if upgrades need to be made.
Okay.
Prosper also steps forward and just says, and as I will be with you, I can help you with anything that might come up in the meantime. I am on hand to serve. Any difficulties we encounter with the with l'enfant or with the computer, we can look into it together.
Sniper that will take up the debt, by the way, Mr. Higgins. This seems to be a fairly decent deal.
Mr. Prosper, Victor was one of the best drivers in the entire universe. What can you handle a wheel?
I'm afraid I'm not trained in the transportation of ground vehicles. I can handle a spaceship, yes.
I kind of just like look a glance back at Mr. S and Piani, and then look back over at Commander. I'm like, all right, here's the first off, thank you for the 50,000 credits. Can you please transfer that over into my account if you please do
what
so kind
the fuck?
Now Piani, you hold your tongue over there, be careful. Parents are talking. I'll be with you soon. Just go back to Commander.
The woman that you're talking to, Piani, like looks at Higgs and then looks at you like, is this guy for real? And like kind of rolls her eyes.
Just play along.
She shrugs.
And I'm just like, Prosper, we'll need to, you know, I'm going to go take care of your old. I got to clean out Victor's quarters and take some namesakes and things like that, but you can surely stay there if you wish, and you're welcome to join the crew.
Merci.
Please, English around here. We don't.
Oh,
but I don't know what you just said to me. I don't.
That means thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Kovacs also kept book. Would you be interested in doing that as well, Mr. Provost? Or
oh. I'm sorry, my skills are not not mathematically inclined. Dizzily.
Does anyone understand what the fuck he just said?
I think he said yes. I
believe that means that means sorry, Mr. Higgins.
You, I thought. What is
he sailed it?
Oh, okay, Commander Pro. Is there anything else we need to have a conversation about, sir?
Only if you think so. We will stay out of your way until we arrive at Taxilis Station.
I mean, if I could get some more money out of your god, we can have a conversation. I don't really. There's nothing. I'm all good on here. I think the we're in good hands. Say, do you have any? You called Pi the child. Do you have any parental guidance, perhaps?
He puts his hand up. No. This is not my place. Perhaps in the future. Though I do know that the generals offered for you to come to Cabral. It's a bit of a dangerous place right now, but I think you can handle yourselves. If you wish to come there and speak with her yourself, please do. The invitation is open. She has many more answers than I will.
And okay. The general is Odette.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, we might take you up on that offer. How are we getting you back on your ship, by the way? Are they coming to pick you up? We need to drop you off somewhere?
Yeah, he says we have a vehicle waiting on Taxila.
All right. Well, I'm going to go take care of Victor's quarters, and we'll get you all set up, Prosper. Mr. S. Piani, if you want to introduce Pi, perhaps, to this young man, and I'll be right back. And I just kind of like walk off down the hall as I'm saying all this.
Okay.
Head towards Victor's quarters.
Okay, Provost and the woman officer just sit down at one of the tables and have a hushed conversation in French. What are the rest of you guys doing?
Well, I turn to Piani immediately and I say, Ms. Peak, if it is not too much trouble, and I don't want to rush this, I don't want to push you, but if you feel it would be appropriate for me to meet L'Enfant, I would love to meet the fourth crew member of this Swanson.
I hope you understand when I say no. But there's a reason why. We just lost Victor from the crew, and we don't quite even know how Pi is going to take it.
L'Enfant has not encountered death?
I mean, he's seen some fucking people blown apart a few times, but not anyone he knew.
I see. No, I understand completely. Please, take all the time you need. If you require assistance, you might... it might be possible that I could give you a pointer or two, just in the way that their mind might react to the information. But, of course, you know them way better than I do. So, by all means, when you feel the time is right, let me know.
Fair.
And I sit down.
If Pi talks to you, then it's okay.
I'll go ahead. Sorry.
It's okay.
I go, Mr. Trudeau, would you like a tour of the ship? I can introduce you to the way of our lives.
I stand back up and I say, Monsieur Sicarian, I would like that very much. Thank you very much.
I say, okay, after you. And I lead him to, like, towards the crew chamber or whatever.
And then do you shoot him in the back of the head?
Do you walk in front of me?
Yeah, I go on ahead. No problem.
We walk. You stop hearing me walk about 5 feet into the hallway.
I turn around.
I say, my name's Mr. Sicarian. I'm in charge of security. I don't suspect there'll be any problems, but we're not entirely sure who you guys are. So I just want to introduce myself. I'll be the one that kills you if you do anything bad. You understand?
Of course. I expect nothing less.
I walk back into the room and I sit down.
Where are the bathrooms?
He doesn't say anything.
I just turn around and walk.
Go for a walk?
I'm looking for the bathrooms.
Yeah, I
don't
mean, you,
ask you've Higgins, got... the fucker doesn't use them.
As part of your... so, like, this is your mission, right? Like, you've been briefed on the Swan Song. You've got basic bios on all the crew.
Yeah.
You know why you're here.
Prosper is kind of smiling to himself as he walks away. He clearly was sort of expecting that from Monsieur Sicarian, but, you know, he didn't know he'd get it so soon.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that there's probably the sense of familiarity for you. Like, it's like you've spent a lot of time training and, like, read all this stuff about them and seen some of the monitor footage and everything. So meeting them in real life is a bit kind of maybe a bit unusual or mm-hmm. feels sort of strange.
It's like online dating.
They're real people now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the ship is maybe, I don't know, like, it's seen better days. It's pretty rough. This is welcome home.
I close the door to the head, and it just sort of, like, creaks back open, doesn't quite latch. Like,
Sit down, hold it open with your foot.
You just see the glint of Peony's eye as she's, like, three rooms away staring at you.
There's a camera that actually swivels. It's like,
So speaking of the creepier of the crew members, Piani, what are you doing right now?
I fucking wheeled myself to the room.
Okay.
I fire up a terminal.
Okay.
I just put a happy face down.
Okay. One of the speakers in the room kind of like squeals for a second and like makes a popping sound. And then you hear your voice. I think you've heard it before, though not on the swan song. You hear Pi's like chosen voice. It sounds the same as it did before on the pizza party. And they say, this might be easier.
Hello, Pi.
Hello. Why does your chair have wheels?
I got fucking hurt in the planet and I couldn't walk.
Shouldn't you be in the med bay?
I'm feeling better now. It's fun, though.
Where's Victor Kovacs?
It's funny you ask, because Victor didn't make it back with us.
Is he staying on the planet?
You could kind of say that, yeah.
Why did he leave?
Victor didn't leave because he fucking wanted to. Victor left because he got shot in the head.
The auto dock is still operational. We should go get him.
It is, but his fucking brain isn't. And so Victor won't be coming back.
Google headshot.
Isn't Victor still part of the crew?
Victor will always be a part of the crew.
The crew belongs to me. Higgs said so. We should go back and get him.
What did we do with his body, if anything?
Just lying in a stairwell somewhere.
Like the flashback is it's yeah. just like
you just see like a little, wild little bit of brain sludge just like dripped. His corpse.
I don't know for sure, but I don't think there's anything left.
It's in a running position too, and it got like shot into the head.
Just slumped against the wall.
Pi, sometimes people fucking die. They're not here anymore. They might be a shell, like a fucking body, but there's nothing going on up there.
Where is my body?
Oh, you're fucking special, Pi. You exist everywhere.
It's like, you can tell Pi is just kind of like trying to process that.
You can't come out and fucking shake my hand, but we could sit in and have a conversation.
So you had something to say, JP?
No, I was just going to say, like, right around that time, I'm in Victor's room on his whatever computer with a line open to Pi that just says, hey, dumbass, are you there?
Like, you're like impersonating Victor?
No, I'm just whatever the just computer, I just went onto the computer and said, hey, dumbass, are you there? In relationship to Pi.
Okay, you're talking to Pi? Okay. Pi is like voice comes on over the like emergency speaker. It's all tinny and weird, but
yeah, it scares the shit out of me. I kind of like jump back.
Yeah, totally. The response is statement of truth. You're the dumbass.
I
just clap.
Can I talk to you?
Yanni laugh.
You can now.
Should I type to you? Would that be better?
Do you whatever say you this?
Yeah, no, I'm talking to Pi at this point. My hands are like still on the computer. I'm just kind of like staring at the speaker. Be like, that's actually a false Pi, but you'll learn that in due time. Hey, I'm trying to get Victor's quarters ready. Can you take everything of his off of the server and send it to me? Would that be appropriate? And also, if there's any hidden files in there, just open those up for me.
So Piani Pi says to you, Higgins wants all of Victor's files. Victor doesn't need them anymore, right?
Victor doesn't need them, but the swan song certainly does. I think you should just open the access to the swan song, just put them on the server.
Done. So yeah, any of Victor's, I mean, if Victor had decryption or encryption on them, they're still like locked functionally, but you have access to all of the files that you wouldn't have before.
Okay. Was there anything left behind specifically in Victor's quarters, Steven, that would be...
No, I mean, he had like a couple of belongings, but none of it was really important.
Did he have a book of research on the Shindellians?
No.
Nothing? Maybe some like Shindalian artifact, like a stone log that looks like it's been chewed on a bunch.
Yeah, like that's ancient Shindalian for you.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah,
just I mean, there's probably like a med kit and a Lazarus patch and a bioscanner and a couple Type A batteries sitting in his quarters and a comm pad, and that's all.
Okay, I kind of put all this stuff into a box and. I don't clean the room at all. I just put all of his stuff into a box as hastily as possible, and just leave.
So when you're,
go ahead.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
I was getting ready to leave the room. So what were you gonna say?
Okay, Victor actually has several messages on his terminal. 6 or 7 of them seem to be from Sunbeam Multistellar. And then one is from an encrypted source that seems to originate from Endoni.
I guess when I see that, I'm just like, hey, Pi, I need this file decrypted. Can you get on that? This one right here, and I start like reading it out very slow.
Okay. Piani, I think Pi says to you.
I don't know that Pi is checking in with Piani for everything I say, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, you can only. There's two separate conversations happening.
Right.
Piani. Pi says. Higgs wants to read Victor's mail. Do you need mail when you're dead?
This is like some her shit here, man.
It's definitely there's like a little chuckle from Piani. It's like hard not to because it's so adorable. No, I mean, technically not. Put them on the server too.
Some of the mail is encrypted. I think it's from his cousin.
Well, I suppose we should tell his cousin about Victor's fate. So,
what should I do with your mail when you die?
I want you to... Well, I actually have to write a few very specific emails before I die, and one of them specifically to the fucker Higgs. I got a lot on my fucking mind I want to say to him, but it might have to wait. I don't know.
So Pi says, question. Death is irrelevant?
Pi, my child. Death is very relevant. unfortunately, with life comes death, and with death comes loss and sadness, and we're all very sad that Victor's fucking gone. But we've got to keep going.
I'm not sad.
I knew. But it's okay.
So there's a long silence in the room, and then Higgs on your end.
As you come back to me, I'm just like, I'm literally grabbing the speaker screen, like, "Pi, are you there, buddy?" Like, where did you go?
Yeah, there's a little like mail notification noise on the terminal that just says like the message is decrypted.
Okay,
it just goes like, boop. That's the only response you get.
I just let out a long sigh, and I'm just like, thank you, Pi. Victor's not going to be with us anymore on the ship. We left him back on the planet.
I know. Piani told me. He's dead.
No, well, he's just in another place right now. He's not dead. When we die here, we go to another place.
Where?
Well, I'll talk to you later, Pi. I open the file and start reading. I got to read this message, Pi.
Quiet, honey. Daddy has to read.
Yeah. And I just start reading through Victor's mail.
Piani, back on your side of the conversation. Pi says, who are these people? And on the terminal, you get like security snapshots of the three French mercenaries that are on the ship.
You don't know.
No, I don't.
You told me help was coming.
Yes.
How'd you know?
She told me.
Well, that's her.
No.
No?
No. Do they work for her too?
I think so.
Good. Then I won't have to kill them.
Oh, no, 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 no. You don't have to kill them. They're... As far as I know, they're friends. As far as I know.
And why do I only have weapons on the outside of the ship?
Do you want some weapons on the inside of the ship, honey?
Everyone else on the ship has weapons.
Well, what kind of weapon do you think you need?
You get like just like a sudden long list of like inner ship like security armaments that just starts like streaming across the screen. Any of these would be acceptable.
I mean, I think it's only fair. You're right. We all have weapons. You need one of your own. If anything, it teaches us some responsibility because, you know, you can't just go around fucking killing everyone, Pi.
Are you lying to me?
Of course not.
So the screen in front of you pops up like pretty much every security recorded instance of someone getting killed on board the Swan Song.
Like a Sicarian highlight.
Yeah, you get the Mr. Sicarian highlight reel of like the pirate getting blown up and like just like, yeah, every murder ever committed on or in vicinity of the ship. And then as it's running like silently kind of on your screen, Pi says, murder seems to solve most problems.
I want you to play back another clip, Pi. I want you to play back the first clip of you becoming aware when we fucking saved you from the ship.
Okay.
I want you to play it back.
There's a blue pizza spinning.
So you get a couple of different, like, you get that you can tell that they're of, like, glaringly different quality because there's some on the Swan Song that Pi now has access to and then some leftover data from the pizza party. And you're getting kind of, like, the rundown. Pi says, what are we looking for?
What's like the first thing that sort of that Pi sees when like we break him at that moment that we break him and we,
I mean, Pi is just giving you like the ship's, computer, like data bank stuff from your like security suite. So it's all very like, Obviously, like, you hunched over a terminal and, like, the other crew members around. Are you looking for something specific? Are you waiting for a particular thing?
I mean, not anything specific. I think I'm trying to explain to Pi that he only showed me death, but I wanted to show him something good that the Swan Song did.
Okay. Why don't you make a persuade check here for okay. me?
I have a plus one.
Okay.
And persuade. Confirming, yes. 2d6 plus one.
Yep.
Five.
Okay. So Pi plays through the footage, seems to get bored and speeds the footage up, and then it ends. And Pi says, none of this seems relevant to me. I don't think you understand death. I need to have a conversation with Mr. Sakarian. And then the screen goes off. So that's probably a good place for us to take our first break.
Sounds good.
And yeah, we can pick up after that.
All right. We'll do just that. We'll be right back, guys. First hour's over. We'll come back with hour number two right after this. We'll see you guys then.